If you'll repeat after me, say, Lord Jesus, I need to see, I need to hear, I need to perceive what your Spirit is saying to me with this word tonight. Hallelujah. I want to take you to John chapter 14. We were there on Sunday, but we're going back. And we're going back to verse 8. And the focus that I believe the Father wants to press into us is, like the disciples, I don't know about you guys, but I'm nosy. I sometimes will touch on many things and ask the Lord to bring it clear because I'm not understanding something. And, you know, Philip had the same problem. So thank you for Philip because he answers some of my questions. So Philip said, in verse 8, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Now, if you and I were face to face with the Father, it would be nice. I don't know if we could survive it, but it would be nice. And of course, here's Jesus' answer in verse 9. Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time. Now, he doesn't really have to go any further. Don't you know me? So, he's really saying, I'm the Father. Okay? And then, of course, he says, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. Well, how do you make out when you see a new baby and you automatically look? Wow, I wonder if the baby's going to look like mom or like dad or... I mean, we all do it. My little great-grandson came visiting this morning. And I said to my wife, I don't know who he looks like. He looks a little bit like his father. He acts like his father. But he also looks a little bit like his mom. And I said, I don't know. And, you know, we question because we examine and we perceive by our eyesight. Philip had the same problem. He was only seeing Jesus, but all the time, Jesus had the Father in him. The nature of the Father brings forth all kinds of fruit. And that's what that tree came for, huh? To release some fruit to us. The fruits of the Spirit. So he's very clear as he says, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? Whoa. The words that I say to you are not just my own. Did you ever find that you're talking to someone and all of a sudden something bubbles out of your mouth and you automatically know that it didn't come from you? And it's out and you can't take it back. I've had that under a demonic anointing, and I've had it under a Holy Ghost anointing. Obviously, by the fruits, you know who was in charge of the words that came out. Amen? Amen. All right. And the accuser is always going to try to steal when you hear from the Lord. Why?
This is his job.
Thank you. It is his job, and it's his nature to steal, to make you question. Did Philip have the same problem? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sure did. So verse 10, don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own, rather it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. How many have ever heard the song? To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. Come on, join me. All I want is to be like him. And you keep on singing, right? Well, what are you really saying if you want to be like him? Are you really saying that you want Papa to move in? Really?
Well, he should be there.
Absolutely. So the intent of Papa is to come into us, and he started us with a deposit. His Holy Spirit. That deposit will shatter some of your ways of doing things, ways of responding. It will also awaken in you many, many discoveries that you probably could have never had if you didn't bow your knee to Jesus. Okay. Then he says, verse 11, believe me when I say that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me. Then he gives them a choice, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. Wow. The miracles. I know Aura's got a miracle back there. Okay? And Joe's part of that. Part of it is Joe's fault. We know that. But what we also know is that down the road, Fiona is going to make up her mind about what the kingdom is all about. And she's going to have a free will decision to make if she wants to experience Jesus. And trusting in Papa and Mama is going to be a while, and then all of a sudden she's going to have her own opinion. So, what I'm saying to you is this. The miracles that Jesus did became evident, or evidence, of the Father's presence inside his Son. Verse 12. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. So you need faith in the Lord Jesus to get the same kind of results. And I know that if you are hungry and cry out, you will receive. So, what am I after tonight? I'm after you looking at yourself, making a decision to ask for more and to ask the Father to come in. Not to be afraid of receiving the Father inside of you. But when he's about to come in, he's also going to send in his fire, which is what you described. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Holy Ghost fire can literally be felt. And you don't have to be told about it. You know that you know that you know that it's happening. I didn't go into the details, but as I was sitting there after the girls did their surgery, oh yeah, they're surgeons, they're specialized. They have certificate from the Holy Ghost, okay? And there was a little bit of an awareness that someone was next to me. But the girls were gone. And all of a sudden, I felt something on my head.
You too, huh? Sorry.
I thought that, now, that bubbled out, didn't it?
Yes. 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 Continue.
How do you guys like that spontaneity?
Yes.
If you change, we're going to throw you out. We want you the way you are, man. We want your excitement. But you could feel it.
Yeah.
Yes. Something was placed on my head, and I know that it's there. And then all of a sudden, it started to trickle down. And I could feel it inside doing something. Now, do I know what it is? Well, I have a sense of what's going on. But I know that there's some fine-tuning going on inside my brain. Because undoubtedly, I need it. Because I told him, do whatever you got to do, Lord. You know me. I only am he who has these abilities. But if you want me to do more, I need more of you. So move in. Come in. And I'm not afraid to say, there are times that, you know, I fail, just like every one of you. But I pick myself up, and by faith, I say, come on, Kim, keep on going. Why? Why do you think I grab the back of my pants? Because sometimes I don't want to go. Come on, Deborah. Yeah, you do the exact same thing, right or wrong?
Right.
Okay. Why? Because you made a decision. I am going to be like him. He has a place to live in me, and I want to make sure that the house is clean to the best of my ability. And it's going to be clean by the works of our Savior, not my works. I could scrub till the cows come home. I can't get the manure off. I can't. I can soak in the tub. It ain't going to do a darn bit of good. Why? Because the blood of Jesus is what I trust to clean me up, not myself. I tried cleaning myself up. I was a total failure. I got so depressed, I didn't want to live anymore. Oh, come on. Heads up, you guys. I can't be the only one. Okay? But Jesus rescued me. He said, okay, you want it, but there is a price. It's called free will choice. Mm-hmm. And that free will choice is going to cost you your friends. It's going to cost you some family. Some family will give you a good swift kick where it hurts, and they won't be afraid to stop. They'll keep pouncing and pouncing and pouncing when you least expect it. And you start wondering, my God, am I the only one? What have I done? And you blame yourself. Mm-hmm. And you forget that you asked the Lord to move in. Do I get an amen?
Amen?
Thank you. And you know what? God is on the job to restore his creation. His creation was top notch. When he got done with Adam and Eve, he said, wow. And what do you think Adam said when he took a good look at that lady?
Wow.
Wow, man. Yeah, wow.
She was fine. I know she was.
Oh, she was absolutely perfect.
Yes.
But he took his eyes off the Lord. And he put his eyes on that creation and he said, ha-ha, I like it. What happened is history. And we're still paying for that history. Did God know it was going to happen?
Yep.
But he made a plan. He's got his underground plan right now, working in the church, hiding in different places. There is not just this house of prayer. There are other houses of prayer all over this nation and all over the world. They're hidden. Why are they hidden? Because there's God's design. When we first started 15 years ago this month, the Holy Spirit made it very clear. Many will walk in, many will visit, and they'll move right on. I didn't want to hear that. I wanted to hold on. And he said they won't be able to handle it because their purpose is to serve themselves. They want Jesus to be a Santa Claus. I pray this prayer, I get these results. I do this, I get these results. And they're doing what a child does when Christmas is coming. I'm going to be good. I'm going to be so good, God's going to bless me. I'm going to give out gifts so that he can bless me double. and you manipulate him. I did it. I'm guilty. I believed what I was told. It wasn't God, but I did believe it. You know why? Because I couldn't discern who was pushing my buttons until the Holy Spirit started to say, what are you doing and why? And when I started to learn that the purpose of my Father reinvesting his Son in me, reinvesting his Spirit in me, was to make me like himself. What was his purpose? To make me an object of love, compassion, grace, favor, and mercy every step of the way. Never judging, never condemning, always holding up a potential of salvation for the broken, no matter what the price. What did Abraham do when he saw Sodom and Gomorrah? If there is 50, 40, 10, wow, you'll save the whole city. And the Lord said, yeah, I would. Did he like what was going on in that neighborhood? No. Want more? A little bit more, okay? Not much, just more. I tell you, verse 12, I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. And people take that in a carnal way, and they fail. They don't wait for the instructions from the Father. Now I want you to skip over to chapter 15, verse 22. It's again in red letters. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not be guilty of sin. Who's he talking about? The leaders of Israel. The religious leaders. Now, however, they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father as well. Now, can you take that and say, those who hate me hate my Heavenly Father as well? You might find and be a very big surprise about how and why that operation is still going on today. The presence of Jesus in you will cause some very odd reactions. And you're going to know in your heart, oh my God. And your chance to do like Abraham, Father, look at what they're doing. But I'll intercede for them until they change. As you lead me, I will obey. Intercession is needed by the house of God and the people of God in order to fill the house with those that are ready. Some may not be ready, and they'll go back out there and they'll do whatever they need to do, and it's okay by me. But not okay by God. Because God's Holy Spirit won't give up on them, and he will reintroduce you to intercede for them as they need to come forward. Verse 23, he who hates me hates my Father as well. If I had not done among them what no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have seen these miracles, and yet they have hated both me and my Father. Verse 25. But this is to fulfill what is written in their law. They hated me without a reason. But when the counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me, and you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. So he's talking to the disciples, and they have been with him. You've also tasted of the signs and wonders that he's performed, not just here, but wherever you are. So your commission is to go out there and be obedient. And don't be afraid to lay yourself down and ask the Lord to fill their hearts with grace and favor and salvation. That's our message tonight. Be like him. He didn't give up on Israel until the very last moment. And he kept on going for 3.5 years. There are seasons for some who are struggling. Don't be afraid of that season. Keep your focus on the Lord. Do what he tells you to do and be like Jesus. I like that. Amen. Now bow your head. Say, Holy Spirit, I know that you're a deposit. So make room. Stretch me. From the inside. To make room for Papa. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.